Hi, this is Travis Boland, and you're listening to the award-winning Raven and Blues, hosted by Dave Raven, with over 20 years on air. Don't touch that dial.
Chicago.
Yay, a nice relaxed start. Travis Boland, born near Ohio, and that's a track from his latest album, Secundus, which probably means something in Greek, but not to me. And that's a lovely version, take on Vicksburg Blues, which has been around for about 100 years or so, I guess. It is the Raven and the Blues. My name's Dave Raven, and we are somewhat 24 hours late. There are loads of reasons. I won't bore you with them. But anyway, I was going to say I'm back, but I didn't really go away at all. A nice mix of music which has cropped up this week, and as I was putting the show together this morning because of yesterday and Thursday and all that kind of stuff, which I'm not going to tell you about, all of a sudden I felt myself going in all kinds of different directions in the playlist. On the computer and the system I use, I've got 19,807 tracks, which according to the computer would last me 2 months. And so often, instead of just looking at new releases, I just look, ooh, look at that, ooh, look at that. Here's one of those, ooh, look at that.
Why get up? How can I get up? Why should I get up? This whole world
Apart from the clip at the end, what happened there, I wonder. Nevertheless, that's Apple iTunes for you in a way. A track which brings so many memories back of 32 years ago when I was in Cyprus and in those magical, wonderful, halcyon days, which now don't exist anywhere, I think, in the world, apart from a little bit on the BBC. You could play whatever you liked on the radio. There was some guidance tunes of obviously the charts, chart records and things, which you played on the breakfast show and the drive time, but almost everything else, you took your own records into the studio and chose from the tracks you played. We had some very complicated non-computerized systems, so we didn't play the same track the next program. And that album came out in 1986. It was called Tough Enough, and it's the Fabulous Thunderbirds. And that's a track from it, which was covered by Robert Palmer as well, wasn't it? Sometime later on his last album. And also, it's an album which Pete Johnson, of blessed memory, a fabulous DJ who was with me in Cyprus, he loved it so much too. So every morning became a battle to get in first, to get the copy of the album to put in your box of records. So therefore that Pete Johnson or Dave Raven couldn't play it. Wonderful memories.
You made it clear a thousand times that you think I'm not your kind. But if your life was fading fast, your next breath was your last. No place left for you to go. Here's what I would like to know. Would you take my blood? Would you take my blood? dime, then share your life with mine. Would you take my blood? Would you take my blood? I'm reaching out to you. Would you take my blood? Something I expect. All I want is some respect. Call me stupid or naive. Why can't we change what we believe? If it's the last thing you ever do, would you take my hand reaching out to you? Would you take my blood? Would you take my blood? Or would you rather die than share your life with mine? Would you take my blood? Would you take my blood? I'm reaching out to you. Would you take my blood? We'll never stop the hatred, the killing and the pain, until we look inside and see we are the same. Would you take my blood? Now we are made of flesh and bone. When we die alone. Some souls rise and others burn. Sad history, but I'll take a chance on you if you take a chance on me. Would you take my blood? Would you take my blood? Would you take my blood? Or would you rather die and share your life with mine? Would you take my blood? Would you take my blood?
Wasn't ready for the end, I was just enjoying it so much. It's her new album, it's America's Child. Her name's Shamika Copeland, been around the business a while. It's a great, great album, and that's the first track I featured from it, which, as it only came this week. But there'll be many more to come over the months, and that's Would You Take My Blood? Here's something new too, just been released. It's Elvin Bishop's Funky Big Fun Trio, and his album is called Something Smells Funky Around Here. Now, it depends where you grew up in the world, and especially where you grew up in the UK, but funky had lots of different meanings. So we'll just leave it there, shall we? Put it in the corner. And this is the title track.
Like a groove. We mean funky like you. Yeah, man, something smells funky to me. I believe it's coming from Washington, D.C. Yeah, funky like a bad pot of chitlins. Funky like some old rotten. Fuck you.
got trouble with the truth, and he's rough on women.
Yeah, man, I believe we got stuck with a lemon. Something smells funky around here. Something smells funky around here.
That kind of funky. Funky as in politics. It's funny, you know, I mentioned about 3 months ago, was it? 3 or 4 months ago, you may remember, you may not, about how there had, as far as I was concerned, so few political protests in blues music especially, but just generally over the last 18 months. And then all of a sudden there seems to be like, okay, boys, you can go for it now, and there is just so much, and some of it's so, so good. The lyrics are magnificent. But that Something Smells Funky Around Here from the album of the same name, Elvin Bishop's Big Fun Trio. Lots of emails again this week, thank you. I think we've turned the corner. You know the expression, the light at the end of the tunnel? Well, I think we've found the tunnel. It may not be the right one, but there is a light. And again, a load of private emails and things. Thank you so much. One from somebody who I've never mentioned on the show, but does listen. And I haven't met him for over 50 years. If he walked in the room right now, apart from his Facebook picture, I wouldn't even know who he was, I don't think. He was at school with me, and we were at school together, more like it, in a sense. And when we left school, Heaton Grammar, we all went our separate ways, and he went into medicine, not quite sure where, but he lives in Canada and has done many years. And he made contact with me this week about why he changed from doing stuff down the bottom end of the body to higher up, because it was just so much nicer. Anyway, we'll dedicate this next track to him, and also to many others who I know are going through not particularly good times at present. The man with no name, because he only liked Beyonce and Lady Gaga and things. He doesn't have a second name. And also a good friend of mine up north, so to speak. And I want to play these three tracks, really, for all of you. I think you know who you are, but starting with John Cleary. Jam in the Van, which is John Cleary going into a recording mixing desk in a van 2 years ago.
She loved me fine when I was riding from Hong Kong. And she dug it even better, calling long distance on the phone. And cool and sexy, getting that postcard from Brazil. All the night back, get back home. All she wanna give me is the chill. She said, when you get back, we're gonna cha-cha all night long. But she lied, oh Lord. She lied. Flew in on a red eye. I put a quarter in the phone. Voice said, leave a message, cause there ain't nobody home. I'm here in a hotel, wondering where she's at. You know the girl giving me the third degree. Daddy, where's that now? When you get back, we're gonna cha-cha all night long. But she lied. Oh, she lied. Oh, will you get back? Everything be uchiku. She lied. Oh, oh, will you get back? Baby, I'll take care of you. But she lied. You know that she lied.
Do y'all think I had it all planned out? Oh, and you should have seen how all panned out. I'm here in a hotel, wondering where she's at. You know the girl giving me the third degree. That ain't where it's at. When you get back, we're gonna cha-cha all night long. But she lied.
Yeah.
The wonderful Eddie Martin and a track from the album Black, White and Blue, which came out a couple of years ago, and A Song of Five Things. I think you got about three of them, I had two missing altogether. And before that, you heard John Cleary from the... It's like a, not even an EP, it's a single with a B-side. Jam in the Van just been released. And the track was recorded when You Get Back. That was recorded in Los Angeles back in 2014. Okay, it's funny because... With podcasting, you get to know people who email you back or just said, put a thing on Facebook or whatever and say, you know, I was listening on a Raven. And people do tend to, or many people, have a regular time for listening to the Raven and the Blues. And this week being late is going to be a problem, I know, for one or two of you. It's their Saturday morning routine. And here we are, it's Saturday morning. But for instance, like, I'm going to say, relax now. Turn the volume really loud because it's lovely. And it's 7 minutes long as well. And so it's worth relaxing. However, I know that a really good friend of mine, Charlie, jogs over the Malvern Hills for this particular programme. And so therefore lying down on a tussock of grass and listening for 7 minutes is not going to work particularly well. Melanie in the States, she waits till everybody's out the house before she listens so she can shout at the radio. That's me. And tell me where I've gone wrong. And so it goes on. People listen at very different times. But what if you can, turn the volume loud, sit down, relax. If not, put a marker down and come back and listen to it later. Davey Knowles, fabulous guitarist out of the Isle of Man, lives in the States most of the time now. People make recordings of his concerts, bootlegs, and he occasionally gathers them together and says, look, can I use this? And he brought an album out this year called The Best of the Bootlegs. People, or even his own band, or the sound guy, has mixed it, not for an album or anything, but just mixed it off the stage. This is so, so wonderful. And here it is now. Rockiest and the longest track on this week's programme, and it made me wonder. Shafik wrote some great, great songs, and yet they're not very well covered by other people. But there is a fabulous cover. Dear Mr. Fantasy, Davey Knowles, recorded live somewhere.
Mr. Marvin Little, Mr. Michael Kasking, my name's Davey Knowles, thank you for coming out tonight.
He's a man really worth seeing because he spends most of his time in the States, but when he comes to the UK, do grab him if you have a chance. He often ends up in his home country of the Isle of Man. Okay, I've often said this, and it's arrogance in a way, because I think, well, I won't say it again because I've already told you, but I've only probably mentioned it three or four times in as many years. Frankie Miller, wonderful guitarist and singer and songwriter. And I think it was Rod Stewart who said that he's the only white guy that ever brought a tear to my eye, and probably me too. I only met him once, and that was back in the days of Darlin', which was his big hit single. But after his fame had gone from the top 40 in the charts and things, he kept on writing. Very prolific writer, he wrote for so many people over the years, and made some very good friends, like Rod Stewart, and the guy I'm going to feature now. In 1994, 24 years ago, he had a stroke in New York, or a brain hemorrhage. It was put him in a coma, and by the time he came out of it, some 5 months later, I think it was, he really wasn't able to play again. But he had been writing in his little studio and making demos for many, many people, but it kind of stopped there until it was Rod Stewart who said, "You know, Frankie, have you got anything which you haven't recorded and released?" And he said, "Oh, I've got tons of stuff, Rod. It's in the corner in the back there. Go and have a look." And Rod went round the back and found this enormous wardrobe or the cupboard full of tapes. And so he said, "Can I take them away?" "Yeah, of course, go on." And they're worthless. And so Rod took them away and then said, They're not worthless, Frankie. There's some good stuff in here. I know it's not finished, and you can never finish it, very sadly, but supposing we take it away and then add some other people into it. So they did, back in 2016. The album is called Double Take, because it's Frankie Miller with his first take, and then they add somebody to it for most of the tracks to finish it off and fill it out. If you haven't heard it, you really should, because you can hear his voice when it was sublime, and it really mixes well together. So, featuring Frankie Miller from probably 20-odd years ago, 25, 30 years ago, and also one of his best mates, Joe Walsh, and Kiss Off, I can't even say it, come on, Kiss Her. Kiss Her For Me.
If you go away, she'll hate you more. It's raining tears on a heart that's pure. I let her on, it's my mistake. Just what you lose, you learn too late. A pretty face, inside her eyes, I saw a child. I never thought this day would come, but they can follow cry. She used to be my one and only.
Recorded on TV in the States just over a year ago. Joe Walsh and the Basic Cable Band, and a live version, as you could hear there, of the Rocky Mountain Way. And that followed on from Joe Walsh and Frankie Miller, and Kisser For Me, taken from the album Frankie Miller's Double Trouble. And if that's inspired you to go look a bit further, Frankie Miller, he wrote for so many people over the years. One of the first tracks he wrote when he was about 15, 16... he was unbelievably young, hadn't even joined a band as I remember, was for Ray Charles, would you believe, and Ray Charles covered it. Don't ask me what it was called. I should have prepped this bit, I didn't. Okay, onwards and upwards. Here is The Room Full of Blues, with an album called Hook, Line and Sinker. It's been out a couple of years, and Win With Me Baby.
On you. They tell me love is a gamble. I'm placing all my bets on you.
I'm working for you, baby. Don't ever say goodbye. Room Full of Blues. I don't know why I chose that particular track from 6 years ago. They've had albums more recent than that. But it did resonate with me first thing this morning at about 6:30. And that's Win With Me, Baby. I subscribe to iTunes. It's $9.99 in the States. It's €9.99 in Europe. And it's £9.99 here in the UK. Apple, I think, are playing a blinder here. But nevertheless, I was looking at new releases, and there weren't any. I got them all. But I was looking at other releases which are popular in the blues charts as of this weekend. And I saw an album called Blues Masters Volume 2, Turn On Your Love Lights. And I thought, okay. And it was released 4 or 5 years ago now, so it's been out quite a while, but obviously it's ever so popular. And it was all the blues standards, really. You know, you think, oh, yes, I've got that. But you ever so rarely play. And I saw this one and thought, I love this. I really do love this. And I haven't played it for ages. So, back into an album which first came out 5 years ago, Turn On Your Love Lights. And actually, the track itself goes back way, way beyond that to the 1950s. Little Walter and You're So Fine.
You're so fine. I want to love you all the time. So fine, pretty baby, let me love you all the time. Well, and I got a girl, she's fine and brown. What I like about her, she's mine, oh mine. She's so fine, yeah, she's so fine. You so fine, pretty baby, let me love you all the time. Everything. Say you be mine, baby, and we will make romance. You so fine. Yeah, you so fine. You are a fine, healthy thing. I want to love you all the time. Myself to death. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't want nobody else. You so fine. Yeah, you so fine. You the fine, healthy thing. I want to love you all the time. Going crazy 'cause you're loving someone else. You so fine. Yeah, you so fine. You are a fine, healthy thing. Let me love you all the time.
And that's it for this week's Raven and the Blues. Sorry it's 24 hours late. This won't happen again, I promise you. Slapped wrists all round. Let's close with a track which has been around for years and years and years, about the early 1960s, I would say. Lightnin' Hopkins and Mr. Charlie Parts 1 and 2. Thank you for giving me an hour of your time. Email address is dave@ravenblues.co.uk. It's been a lower month for downloads this month, but I think it's understandable because I've had my mind on other things. But we're back to normal in August. It's all going to be different. Anyway, this track is for a lot of people. Too many to mention, but I think that you'll know who you are, and I'll just close with it and say, I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven, bye-bye.
Mr. Charlie, take one.
Oh, Mr. Charlie. Do you know your rolling mill is burning down? Mr. Charlie, do you know your rolling mill is burning down? Middle Charlie say she ain't got no water, boy. Just let that old mill burn on down. Little boy say, whoa, Mr. Charlie. Won't have no place to stay. Middle Charlie, I won't have no place to stay. Middle Charlie said, boy, you'll have a home with me just as long as there is a day. Little boy couldn't help but cry. He walked off to himself and cried and told Mr. Charlie one more time. Little boy got word again and he told him. Charlie, do you know your rolling mill is burning down? Little Charlie, do you know your rolling mill is burning down? Little Charlie, see if you ain't got no water, boy. Let that old mill burn on down.